This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. We're bombarded daily with ads for faster internet service, cheaper phone service, and cable offers for more channels than any one set of eyeballs could ever possibly need or even want. It's no wonder, as NPR's Joshua Brockman discovered, that a growing number of people are saying, enough already.
Hi, can I get a grande iced skim chai with light ice?
For Leslie Bradshaw, who's 27, it's not the cold beverages that are the main draw at a Starbucks in Washington, D.C. She's here for the wireless hotspot that she uses to get online.
I have no television, I have no landline, and I actually have no Wi-Fi. Even though I run, you know, a highly kind of high-tech digital agency, it's really comes down to my BlackBerry and my Kindle.
What's it like living without wires?
It's kind of liberating. It's the idea, you know, I joke that I'm somewhat of a digital gypsy, you know, in the sense that I can pack everything up in my purse and, you know, kind of really work from anywhere.
Bradshaw is a road warrior who doesn't like to wait around.
I'm really on the road quite a bit, and then related to that is just being really, really busy and not being around to kind of sit and wait for 6 hours for someone to come in and install something.
Playing the cable waiting game is a ritual that countless comedians have poked fun at, including Jim Carrey.
Cable guy! Hey!
Well, look who decided to show.
You were supposed to be here 4 hours ago.
Was I?
All kidding aside, there are a number of 20-something consumers like Andrea Pendleton of Atlanta who don't see an upside to paying for wires. In her blog, Single and Saving, Pendleton wrote about her recent decision to live without cable. It will help her save almost $500 a year.
I definitely have realized that I can survive without it, and there are a lot of options to still be entertained without having a cable subscription.
Still, the cable industry says it hasn't seen a lot of digital gypsies cancel their subscriptions.
The concept of people leaving in droves has not borne itself out, at least of yet.
That's Alexander Dudley, a spokesman for Time Warner Cable. He says subscribers continue to add high-speed data, but when it comes to paying for TV, about 800,000 U.S. households cut their TV subscriptions in 2008 and 2009. That's according to the Convergence Consulting Group. And while experts think that's a relatively small number now, they expect the cord-cutting trend to grow. There's a precedent for that. The latest government data show that almost one quarter of American homes have only a mobile phone. That number has more than doubled from 2006. Forrester research analyst Charles Golvin says in the past, people would cut their landline for mobility and cost savings.
But today, the driver is much more what you might even call cord never getters as opposed to cord cutters.
Golvin is talking about teenagers who start out with a cell phone and keep the number forever. Still, when it comes to living the cable-free life, he says we're not there yet.
If living the untethered lifestyle is really just about being able to communicate and browse the web and, you know, get your email and do the mass of things that people do online, with the exception of watching gobs of video, absolutely you can do that today.
New high-speed wireless networks are under construction that will deliver more video. But even when they're in place, we may still need power cords and chargers, some of the smaller wires in our lives. Joshua Brockman, NPR News.